take about 3 or 4 days. Little back road or long highway, girl, we don't need a plan. Laugh a little more and more every mile. I got the wheel and you got the smile, girl, cruising through the Southland. Let's take all the troubles, put them in a sack, throw them out the window and never look back in. Make hay while the sun shines, it's all night in the moonlight. We both know we're good together, we ain't gonna be gone forever. Take my hand, take a chance, baby, jump in, ain't no better time. Making hay while the sun shines, yeah, yeah. This world keeps spinning faster, so let's make hay while the sun shines. Dance all night in the moonlight. We both know we're good together, and we ain't gonna be young forever. Take my hand, take a chance, baby, jump in, ain't no better time. Take my hand, take a chance, baby, jump in, ain't no better time. Making hay while the sun shines.
Country 93.5 is Post Malone.
New Country 93.5. When you think about your teenage years, would you say that you were a good kid? Now, you might say yes, but would your parents agree with you?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. And I mean, I get it. They're your parents. They love you. Yeah, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. All that nice stuff. But at the end of the day, like, teenagers can be pretty awful.
They're pretty tricky.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty tricky. And slippery.
Yes.
Yeah, and sneaky. Well, I should have said sneaky instead of slippery.
I think so. Right,
it's not
that's
like
just
I'm
making uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm not holding to So, would your parents agree that you were a good teen coming up?
That beer ain't getting any colder. And I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep taking over your shoulder. Like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell, no, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. Smile. I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost. He didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell, no, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
For streaming New Country 93.5.
Hottest country on the go.
Take the country with you.
Whatever platform you choose.
Listen online from anywhere.
We're one vocal command away from giving you today's hottest country.
My heart has a history of hurting those who mean the most to me. Before you get too close to me, I think you ought to know. While other hearts are holding on, while other loves are growing strong, my heart has a history of letting go. The first time I looked into your eyes, I knew this moment would arrive. I got a feeling you're the one, but my heart keeps trying to turn and run. The problem is this happens every time. And my heart has a
take this one kiss at a time. Maybe we could tame this heart of mine. I'm telling you the cold hard truth. I ain't ever been loved by the likes of you. And I ain't ever had this much on the line. My heart has a history.
It's New Country, 93.5. So good to have you here. Oh, my gosh. Finally. Hey, I know a lot of people have been telling you, don't listen to this show. And listen, I understand why. But you're here.
But don't listen to Casey's mom. Come on. That's rude.
Linda, single mom of six kids. My mom in Edmonton thinks I'm a dentist, so.
She has no idea.
I have no idea. I've been doing this for years. She still thinks I'm a dentist.
So proud of her son.
Oh my gosh. Going back to Edmonton, I got to give her a checkup. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But she thinks I do.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Okay. As long as she's happy and she's proud, that's
Isn't
okay.
That the truth. Mm-hmm. Yes. We have a podcast too. If you want to get caught up on this crazy little show, it's wherever you do your podcasty thing.
Right. It's Company on Demand. So whenever works for you to listen, that's what the podcast is all about.
Now, if I asked your parents if you were a good kid, a teenager, what do you think they would say?
They would say, no, absolutely not.
You were a handful?
I don't think I was the worst kid. Like, I wasn't...
Who was the worst kid?
I...
Between you and your sister, I mean.
Oh, I think they had more to worry about with my sister. It just because of the surroundings. My sister went to a much bigger high school than I did. Okay. And so I feel like my parents had to worry about, like, other kids.
What? Wait a minute. You're only 2 years apart.
Grade-wise?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
So why did you go to a different school?
Because we moved and...
Oh, you went to the hoity-toity neighborhood. Right. Forgot about that.
No, I went to the county high school.
Yeah, but you went to the hoity-toity neighborhood.
There were some hoity-toities and there was farm kids. Like it was
city mouse, country mouse. I get it.
It was quite an eclectic mix. Yeah. But I think my parents just worried about... Yeah, my sister going to like this big school.
Right, yeah.
I was more of the handful from I remember my dad saying to me when I was probably in like grade 11, like 15, 16 years old, he was like, "You're quite the social butterfly, aren't you?" And I was like, don't know how to take that.
And he was a vice principal at a high school.
Junior high.
But he was, so he knows it.
He knows it. And I don't exactly know.
Oh.
He didn't mean it in like a, hey, look at you getting out there making friends.
I got my eye on you, kid.
100%. Yeah. Like, when you say that you're going to your friend's house on the weekend, I know what you're actually doing, you social butterfly. So, I think,
what
but
were you
like,
doing, by the way, what were you doing?
I just like, you know, ended, you know, there's really good parties in high school that are usually take place either at a gravel pit or on the side of the road.
In the ditch?
Yeah.
In the holler?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know exactly what that's about.
Grand Prairie holler parties. Famous. They would say you were a handful.
I think so.
Yeah.
More than my sister.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. Because you have a short fuse, hey?
Hey,
No, and it's a good... No, I'm saying...
Sorry, I'm just... Hey!
No, it's like,
yeah, okay.
I mean, in the most respectful, kind way. Because you know who you are. Like, it's like, you know, don't cross it.
Oh,
you know
I
what
see.
I mean? Like, you're sure of yourself.
Thank you. That was weird because it was like a compliment, but it wasn't. Sort of like my dad calling me a social butterfly.
Yeah, you know what? You're a social butterfly with a short fuse.
gone since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. You've been better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on the left, Jack on the right. Throwing that smoke on a Friday night. Willing turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? About this time you and I be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down the ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it. But I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing alright from the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you? I got friends like that. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that?
Cranking that country.
Cranking the country. The Casey Clark Show.
New country.
93.5.
Man, this bar must have got a bad barrel. Cause this whiskey ain't working on me. Kinda makes a guy wonder what they're doing down the road in Tennessee. I've been taking this number 75D, trying to drown her memory. But it ain't doing jack to forget the door slamming out the drive, tearing up the gravel, saying she ain't coming back. Let me on the porch thinking I should be drinking. She don't love me anymore. Down is a quick fix, but her eyes and goodbye still hanging on. Bartender, can you go and get me another round? One that ain't watered down, but it ain't doing jack. Can't forget the door slamming out the drive, tearing up the gravel, saying she ain't coming back. Let me on the porch thinking I should be drinking. She don't love me anymore. Cause it ain't doing jack, so hit me with another one. Tip them back, cause it ain't doing jack, so hit me with another one. But it ain't doing jack to forget the door slamming out the drive, tearing up the gravel, saying she ain't coming back. Let me on the porch thinking I should be.
lot of Toronto workplaces proudly claim to be pet-friendly. Some even have mascots. But here at New Country, we went full farm and brought in everyone's favorite billionaire bovine, the interrupting cash cow. What she might lack in professionalism in the office environment, she more than makes up for with her social strategy. Bulldozing her way into songs and making it rain, moolah. When you hear the interrupting cash cow cut into one of your favorite country songs, call 416-872-2935. For a sneak peek at what song she's grazing towards today, swing by newcountry935.com. The interrupting cash cow. Part cash, part cow, all chaos. New Country 93.5.
Over 57 years, Green Park Group has consistently built communities that people proudly call home. With over 84,000 units and counting, Green Park's excellence continues to rise to new heights. The next chapter of our legacy unfolds with stunning projects in Vaughan, King City, Georgina, Richmond Hill, Mississauga, and Oshawa, inspiring the people who bring communities to life. Green Park is the people's builder. See for yourself at greenpark.com.
Meet the 2025 RAV4 Hybrid LE. It's ready for any adventure you've got in mind. From cross-country trips to daily commutes, so don't wait. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park. And right now, we want to buy your current vehicle. Any make, any model. Receive a no-obligation appraisal even if you don't purchase from us. Details at toyotaonthepark.ca or 1077 Leslie Street, north of Eglinton. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park.
Jackpot City is the home of all things casino. There's just one house rule: to create the perfect online casino for you. We've built a world-class lineup of classic casino games, such as roulette and blackjack, and crafted a virtual range of the best slots, including Atlantean treasures. Everything's online. Everything's ready. Everything's for you. So whenever you're feeling playful, head to Jackpot City, and you'll be endlessly entertained. Jackpot City. Casino games perfectly made for you.
Must be 19 plus. Ontario residents only. Please play responsibly. Gambling problem? Visit ConnectsOntario.ca.
The no annual fee PC MasterCard gets you at least 1% back in points on every purchase. With unlimited earning potential and no catches, get rewarded on all the things that make you, you. Can your cashback card do that? Visit pcfinancial.ca for details and conditions.
FlySaver and more resilient. It's all part of our plan to protect the things we love. The people of the home, auto, and business insurance industry, protecting your tomorrow. Learn more at ibc.ca/tomorrow.
Ooh, hello, scary monster from my nightmares. Why aren't I scared of you? Because I'm dreaming this nightmare in my new Vågstranda mattress from IKEA. I'm too comfortable and cozy to be scared. Oh no, scary monster, please don't cry. Look, I'm scared. Ah!
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Mark's Mega Sale is on now. Until May 14th, save up to 60% on a wide selection of styles perfect for spring, including all regular priced Wind River graphic tees and hoodies. Save 60% on now at Mark's and Mark's.com.
May 6th to 11th, the Departure Comedy Festival takes over Toronto, and you don't want to miss it. See Dave Chappelle, How Did This Get Made Live, Trevor Wallace, Pete Holmes, Harlan Williams, Carolyn Ray, Leslie Liao, and more. Individual tickets are on sale now, and get an insider look with the Comedy and Culture Pass, with shows, keynotes, panels, and exclusive screenings at the Departure Conference. Tickets and passes at DepartureTO.com.
Wendy's most important deal of the day has a fresh lineup. Pick any two breakfast items for $4. New four-piece French toast sticks, bacon or sausage wrap, biscuit or English muffin sandwiches, small hot coffee, and more. Limited time only at participating Wendy's, taxes extra.
Basement floods are on the rise. Don't let your basement be next. Go to toronto.ca/basement flooding to find out how to protect your home now.
Girl, when you called it quits, you could have done it right. You could have left the sound out of it when you said goodbye. You ruined
Toronto's new country, 93.5. Okay, so we found out that Sasha was a horrible teen. Like, holy moly, what a handful, eh?
I was just a social butterfly, as my father so eloquently put it.
Mm.
I know. I'm reading between the lines on that
me
one.
Me too.
Trust me. I've been reading between those lines
Dad.
For like 20 years.
What's that mean?
I still think he means it too.
Yeah.
But not in a nice way.
Were you a good teen, you think? Coming up.
8 a.m. on a downtown train. I would have walked up and asked your name. Midnight in a crowded room. I would have had to come talk to you. Anywhere, I don't care. Forever's gotta start some way. Dance floor of a dive bar. You would've walked by and stole my heart. Summer night at a county fair. I would've stopped in my tracks instead. And I'd have known right then and there. Forever's gotta start some way. This could be the first night of the rest of our lives. We started something right. Trying to buy your drink at 2-for-1 on a Tuesday. How can a good thing start this way? Well, it could end up anywhere. Forever's gotta start somewhere. This could be the first night of the rest of our lives. We started something right. But it's all that I got. Can't let you walk out of here. This could be the first night of the rest of our lives. We started something right here. But it's all that I got. Can't let you walk out of here.
New music, please now.
Hey y'all, it's Carly Pierce. It's another form to me of like giving girls a anthem of feeling strong. And I think that's become so much a part of who I am and my duty as an artist.
On New Country.
Always thought you loved that Black C71 more than you love me. Mama always told me boys like you would run. Not for keeps. You called me up to tell me you were working late. But I heard right now you're dancing with Little Miss Jane. You laughed it off when I was catching on. Said it was in my head. Did you think that I wouldn't smell that cheap perfume? to find a new ride, cause the joke's on you. Your lips on her. Put your lips on her. Burn, 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 baby. You'll burn, 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 baby. Bird's been talking up on the wire, spilling your secrets all over this town.
New Country, 93.5. If you just popped in, great to have you here. I know there's a lot of choices and you're busy and stuff like that. And for you to slide in, we so appreciate that time. Listen, if we called up your parents right now and asked them if you were a great teenager, what would they say?
What would they say? What would Linda, oh, your mom, my. What would she say about you as a teen?
My mom...
Toll for Pete's sake.
Linda, single mom of six kids growing up in the mean streets of Edmonton. She'd think I was amazing.
I don't believe that for
unbelievable.
A second.
She's like, you mean that angel over there? That one right there with the brown locks?
How can I put that into words?
Oh my gosh, look at him. Is he floating? I'm thinking he's floating.
No, you weren't the best teenager.
I was so good.
In what way?
Every way.
What made you good?
Okay, so my mom, Linda, single mom of six kids, did not drive until I think she got her license when she was about 47 years old.
When you guys were all long gone from the home.
Yeah, I was already out of the house.
Yeah.
She got her driver's license. Thank goodness. So I bought a car on my own. So I would like go grocery shopping for my mom,
aww,
take her anywhere she needed to go, appointments, stuff like that. I was that son.
Oh, you were the golden child.
I was that son. So when I had girlfriends in high school, the moms loved me because I was like, oh, I wish I could come over, Mrs. Murray, but I'm taking my mom to the doctor's.
Oh, stop it.
Bless your heart, Casey Clark. Bless it. Bless it right now. Bless it. You are going to be in this family forever.
Wow.
I'm like, listen, hang on.
I get in line.
I got it. Yeah, I got to go. I'm going to take my mom. She needs her pills. Oh, bless. Meanwhile, I'm just getting her Peter Jacksons and Ryan Cokes.
Those are her pills.
She doesn't know. Okay, she doesn't know.
Doesn't need to know.
I had no idea. Bless your heart, Casey Clark. I'm like, thank you.
But you didn't, stay out too late or not take the garbage out when you were expected to.
I would come home early, tuck mom into bed, and belt it out again. Because she's a little wobbly, right? It was fine.
Okay, so you were an okay teenager.
I was great.
Congratulations.
I was fantastic.
Okay.
I was like, nothing stuck to this kid. Shiny armor. God, love those days.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, man. You saw the picture when I was in high school. How couldn't I be a dreamboat? Those were the days.
Denim on denim mullet. Oh. It was so good.
Alicia, if we went to your parents and asked them, hey, how is Alicia? Was she a good kid? Was she a good teenager? What would they say? Yeah, were you? Okay. You know what? Just by that pause, I know exactly what they're going to say.
Yeah.
I wasn't as bad as a lot of kids.
Okay.
You know, I played a lot of sports, so I feel like I...
Alicia, it's like, you know what? It's like when you get drunk for the first time, and you get drunk on beer, you're like, well, at least it wasn't moonshine.
Yeah, right? Like, There's always someone worse I can compare
to. Yes, of course there is.
Absolutely.
You were a mess. Are you kidding me?
I feel like I wasn't always bad, but I just feel like when you had little spurts of free time between your sports, you had to make the most of it.
Danger.
No, I was in the same boat because I played a lot of sports too. So it was like I could only go hard every so often.
Yeah, right? So you got to make up for the lost time.
But hey, listen, when you had a chance to swing at that pinata, man, you made it worth your while, hey?
It's been so long, trying to make right all my wrongs. But I miss being stoned, cause it would make this easy. If I give myself an inch, hell, I might take the mile. And she can't take my calls when I'm too drunk to dial. I love to sugarcoat this, dethrone all my roses. But you caught me at my lowest. The hardest part, getting clean. I'd rather that she hate me for who I am and not the man whose hands were shaky. I finally seen a sunrise and I cannot believe it. Curtains open wishing she was here to see it. And I thought that I could handle both ends of that candle, but I'm throwing in the towel. Damn philosophies telling me how this is supposed to work. I've been afraid of growing up and losing friends I used to trust. But stone and wrong don't mix with love and hurt. Does that make me a quitter?
Thanks for spending your day with Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Wendy's most important deal of the day has a fresh lineup. Pick any two breakfast items for $4. New four-piece French toast sticks, bacon or sausage wrap, biscuit or English muffin sandwiches, small hot coffee, and more. Limited time only at participating Wendy's, taxes extra.
Some people say we're herb obsessed. And you know what? They're right. Hi, I'm Caitlin from St. Francis Herb Farm. Before we grew into Canada's largest organic producer of herbal remedies, our passion was helping our family and friends. And our herbal products work so well, why not help every Canadian family? From allergy relief and sleep support to immune support and more, as nature intended. Find us at your favorite local health food store and at stfrancisherbfarm.com. It's healthy living from the ground up.
Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! Parks Furniture has Ashley Sofas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! To find the one near you, check us out at parksfurniture.com. Parks Furniture, where smart people shop for furniture since 1943. It's worth the drive to Parks.
Going on vacation? Spending money in another currency? From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos. If you're still using major banks, you could be getting ripped off. Instead, use Wise and save up to 3 times compared to major banks when you spend money in another currency. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
This week at Real Canadian Superstore, the days are getting longer and the prices are getting lower. Buy pork side ribs only $2.49 a pound. Find more ways to save at Real Canadian Superstore. Proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Get ready for Can't Miss Fun when you visit Mississauga. With more music, more events, more food, including Discover Egypt, May 16th to 18th in Celebration Square, and Rev Up the Fun, May 24th and 25th. It's Carousaga across Mississauga. Plus, visit Mississauga for free family movie nights, farmers markets, food trucks, and more. All happening at Celebration Square in the heart of Mississauga. Don't miss out on all the fun. See the full calendar of events at visitmississauga.ca.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJ FM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornblum Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornblum Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornblum Law, online at lostjob.ca.
Thursday, May 8th is McHappy Day, when every menu item purchased at McDonald's helps support families with sick children. So you can feel the good that comes from doing good, just from ordering.
So if I order a Big Mac, I'm helping.
Yup.
What about a McFlurry? 10-piece chicken McNuggets and apple pie?
You got it. Every single order helps. Join us at McDonald's for McHappy Day on Thursday, May 8th. Do good. Feel good. A portion of food and beverage sales will support RMHC chapters and local children's charities across Canada.
It's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. Show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Things are going my way, hey, wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
Ugh, thank goodness it's spring at New Country. That means our music can start shaving its legs again.
It ain't cause of my truck. It ain't cause of some George Strait song. Yeah, these blue jeans might be ripped, but that ain't how I bought them. It ain't cause of these boots. I'm sticking out like a damn sore thumb. Anytime I'm anywhere but where I'm from. Why can't city lights just feel like home? I tell you if you really wanna know why I gotta watch the sunrise. Job ain't ever done till it's done right. I tell you what makes me cry about a steel guitar and why I gotta work so hard. Why I'm always saying amen just a beer away from a best friend. Why I gotta toss a line when I see a lake and why I'm always praying for rain.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. If you just popped in, we're talking about if we called your parents, what would they say about you as a teenager? Everybody's like, oh, man, I was a perfect teenager,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Text line is blowing up like, oh, no, I was perfect.
I was an angel, best there ever was.
Absolutely not.
My parents wish they could go back and do it all over again
because
I was so
not.
Great.
No, there's no way. Now,
no way.
I say this in all honesty as well, our girls are amazing.
Yes, you have raised them very
well.
They
are incredible.
Yeah.
When I hear the stories, I clutch my chest.
Yeah.
my. Like,
your girls would never.
Oh, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I know everybody's like, oh, yeah, so many. No, I'm telling you right now, they are amazing.
Yes, they are.
Like, and I'm also telling you right now, I don't know where the hell they get it from.
Right.
Oh, my wife, Susie Cusey, who I adore and love is my reason for breathing, she was a wild child.
I'm sure.
She, and a lot of fun.
Yes.
Like, you know.
She still is.
Oh, huh. She still is a wild child.
Yes,
so
I know.
So they didn't get it from her. Oh, you know what? They probably got it from me then.
Yeah, because you were apparently the best teenager ever.
You know what?
Helping out your mom all the time.
If your skin could sparkle with a shine, mine would.
You got to get that checked out if probably. That's a thing.
Yeah. It's a lot of reflection coming off that kid. You sure you want to date him? He's kind of glowing. I don't trust that.
Yeah, that's weird.
So Hillary, if we asked your parents if you were a good kid, a teenager specifically, yeah, were you? They'd say yes?
Oh, yeah.
Would they? Huh. And you followed all the rules. You didn't show up late. You unloaded the dishwasher when asked, no problem.
Oh, I did all that stuff.
You did?
I don't know.
What?
I'm sus on you, Hillary. I am so sus on you. I don't know. I think you're leading us a little bit. I think you're playing us.
I think so, too.
I think you were a handful.
No.
I think...
No more than anybody else.
I think you were a handful for your parents. If I called up Mr. and Mrs. Hillary right now, they would say, mm-hmm. Hey, do you got an hour? Let me tell you about little Hillary for a sec. Casey, come over here. We got an album. We got an album, Case. Honey, get the VCS's on.
I was the youngest of four, and at that point, my parents were tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I totally understand that.
How good she is.
You got away with murder.
Yeah, your siblings paved the way, for sure.
Hey, honey, you know, we got the youngest one around here.
Lost that road.
What was her name again? The young one. You know, she runs around and messes things. What's her name again?
Have you seen Holly or something?
Have you seen her? Has she checked in?
Exactly.
There's this little one that keeps on coming up to us and asking us for money. Which one is that again?
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby. What's to the sand? It's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar, and Jane for smoking. First thing it's on, we cue the songs, and we get going. Brought you one home. Waited on the porch for you, sat there alone, all throughout the morning. Got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will, then there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew.
D's drive through.
Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? Trees, why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole in, saying, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things he sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice."
Hey, it's Brett Kissel, and together we are Canadian.
New Country 93.5.
This world don't like the rambling kind. Keep your life inside the lines. Don't go past that trespass sign. Fear ain't good at letting loose, like heavy chains around your boots. Worrying's a waste of your time. So love till you're breathless and live kinda reckless. The world puts up fences, bust down the gate. 'Cause you can't rope the wild out of a Mustang. You can't tie an anchor to a freight train. Or you can't take the wind out of a hurricane. They polish up that kryptonite. Pretty soon you'll wonder why you can't fly. So rattle the cages and rewrite the pages. Freedom's contagious. Yeah, that's truth. 'Cause you can't rope the wild out of a Mustang. You can't tie an anchor to a freight train. No, you can't.
wild out of a Mustang. You can't tie an anchor to a freight train. And you can't take the wind out of a hurricane till it's done.
At the end of the day, all you need is more music. And the Casey Clark Show has entered the chat.
New Country
93.5.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. We try to grow our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door, and tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking. If I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
New Country 93.5. Okay, we all think we're not, well, I shouldn't say we all, but a lot of us think, oh no, I'm not superstitious. But I think we all do little things that we try to, I don't know, attract positive energy.
Yeah, just get the good karma coming your way, or good vibes. We all do these little things, like whether it's the way you get into your car, how you put your socks on in the morning, especially if something you're doing something very soon that is a big deal and you want it to go well. We all do those little things.
So we'll get to those little things coming up.
I don't want to talk about your city lights, living like uptown, downtown, not a star in the sky. Backyards like I'm big, make you want to buy. In the sticks, but we got everything. Corn fed, corn bread, it's the high life. I've said what I said, you know I like. Slow, just a rolling down country roads. You can leave me where the green grass grows, but I know everybody. Yeah, small town living is a life for me. It's a life for me, it's a life for me. Small town living is a life for me. It's right for me, it's right. Small town living is the life for me.
sticking out in some headlights.
Bar red, truck bed, sipping hot life. I said, well, I said, you know.